are up to Rav Lazar Eimer, two dots, three lines before the bottom of the line, three lines from the bottom of the wide lines, not the widest, three lines up. Kuf Chesem et Aleph. Rav Lazar Eimer, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Chazar Nakol Tzadu Chachamim, for the Mitzasi Adam Sheish from Midas to Bektanak Rav Lazar. I didn't find anybody that treats a Ktana straightforward like Rav Lazar. He's the most consistent. Shalas Rav Lazar Kim Tayel Asima Bechetzer, but Medes Bechetzer with Tevelas Vechaz with Trumet Le'erev. He treats it like a out-of-wedlock relationship that's sanctioned by the Rabbanon. She can be a Bas Kayin, and she can eat Trumet at home. This man who's Yisrael, she's not considered married in any way, fashion, or form. It's basically a sanctioned out-of-wedlock relationship, rabbinically sanctioned. We go through the trappings of a marriage, but really it's not a marriage in any way. Tanya Rav Lazar, I made my sectaniclum. I still don't know, according to Rav Lazar, does he have to feed her? I have no idea. It doesn't say. L'chayro, he should have to feed her, but I don't know. And not the Maisi Daim. He doesn't get Maisi Daim. Usually Maisi Daim go from his Zaynus. I don't know. But like my forest in the Duran, he can't cancel the Dharm. When he are, she doesn't inherit of a Matamalo. He's not Matamater. Klolish Adover. Einik Ishtal Lechol Dover. She's not considered a wife for anything. Elish Yitzvich Amin. She requires Mian. The Bishuwa Imer Bailas Akoy B'Mitziyasim B'Maisi Deh B'Forest in the Duran. It's a marriage. He has all the rights of marriage. The forest is a rab, which is a chiddush, because we say she's making the dharm on the condition that he agrees. The yarsha midrabanan, they took away the money from the real yarish and gave it to him. The matana law, because they treated her like a base mitzvah, because since somebody else is inheriting her, nobody cares about her, so her husband has to bury her, even if he's a kayim. Kol shel davar, yishta lechol davar, she yaitz him amir. I'm a rabbi in the ronde, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. I like Rabbi Elazar more than Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Elazar, hishra midayz to miktana. Rabbi Yeshua Chalak. Rabbi Elazar is straight, and Rabbi Yeshua seems to differentiate. In fact, the Gemara my Chalak, what does he do? The answer is, Yishti to buy a get. So it says, if it's a wife, how can she just walk out? In fact, the Gemara Rabbi Elazar, Nami, lavish to me, Nami like to buy. So then why do you need me? The Gemara, we let her walk it out with nothing. We do have to give it some trappings of a sanctioned relationship. So therefore, Rabbi writes Rabbi Elazar better. Blessed and Yaakov Eimer. The blood of Yaakov is dead. Any akava that's mina'ish, that is like a wife. Any akava that's not mina'ish, it's not wife. What does that mean? Does the Gemara hate that my akava is mina'ish? My akava is shayna mina'ish. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Tabuli nasi. She's married, Midrabanan, and somebody else wants to marry her. For Amran, she says, Machmas plaini baili. I'm sorry, I can't marry you. I'm married already. So then, Zuya akava she mina'ish. That means she's not getting married because she considers herself married. And therefore, she's considered his wife. Machmas b'nei adam shemagonably. She says, I'd like to marry you, but I don't like you. So then, zuha kavashayim minish. That means she doesn't consider herself married. She doesn't consider herself married, and therefore, she doesn't need miyun anymore. Meaning, basically, she's saying, I'm not really care for this guy. So it's like a way out of the marriage. Abai bar oven, b'chir bar oven, zami tabayu. Nasma get, zuha kavashayim minish. It means how the marriage ended. If it ended through him, well, then it's considered like a marriage. She walks out. It's a Beferish Mishnah. I don't need to say this. It's a Beferish Mishnah. He didn't walk up. How the man is ish. To prepare a Mishnah, so why would Rav Lazar Yaakov have to say it if the Mishnah speaks it out in the next Mishnah? That the Gemara Perushik and Mepharish is just explaining it.
That the Mishnah of Aitam and Me'enes Be'ish Humut to Beklev. Is that second opinion hold or not?
It holds. It's two opinions, but it holds. Why not? The Gemara just says it. It said the next Mishnah is explaining it. When it walks out on a man, she walks out, there's no any residue of a marriage, meaning she's allowed to marry his relatives, he's allowed to marry her relatives, like Pastor Manakuna. She's not a divorcee. Thus, Maget, who has to be Kreva Sav, Yasur, Kreva, Pastor Manakuna. Now we get involved in a sequence. Nothing a get, there's zero mien a boy. He gave her a get, he took her back, and then she did mien. The nizis la'achav and his armel and his garshim, but Tyrus laughs a boy, because she was never married to him. Because since the relationship ended on a mien note, we say that she was never married to the first guy, so he's not being machzik grushasai. The mien means she acted katana-like, which means that she nullified the marriage, as if the first marriage didn't exist either, even though that ended with a divorce. It means his marriage ended on the note of a get. But this is la'achav and his armel and his garsha, asura la'achzaloi. Because then it's considered machzik grushasa, and the Gemara will view this as a contradiction, and will deal with the contradiction. That cloud, this is the rule. Get achami and asura la'achzaloi, because we go by the way the last marriage ended, me and I can get mutaris la'achzaloi. Hamemenez ve'ish, she was mamayin in one man. But this is la'achar, she married a second man. V'girsha, la'achar to a third man, umi and abay, la'achar to a fourth man, v'girsha, so the halacha is that cloud. Because she hits a man and begat a surah laxavoy, but me and mukaris laxavoy. Depends how she left him. Though she left with a get, she can't go back to. Though she left with a mien, she could go back to. And the Gemara is going to get involved. Can one mien of one man cancel the get of the previous man? We'll talk about that in the Gemara. Dr. Gemara, Alma asi getim avato mien. From the beginning of the Mishnah, you see, she had a get, but then she had married him and had mien. So the get is mevatel the mien. Vermin, hamemenes ve'ish, v'nisis la'achar. She's mamenes in a man and got married to somebody else, v'girsha, and divorced her. La'achar, u'mien abay, la'achar v'girsha, za'aklau, koshyot, s'men v'get asur la'achzaloi, v'mien l'mutaris la'achzaloi. That means it's saying that the mien does not cancel the previous get. Right, Alma. And the Gemara at this point equates the two. If acting tana-like removes the first marriage to the same man, acting tana-like should remove the marriage of a different man. What's the difference? She's showing that her marriages were no marriage. What difference does it make if it's the same guy or if it's different people? Therefore, the Gemara views that as a contradiction. And for the Gemara, Amr views Amr Shmuel Tavra. You're right, the Mishnah is a contradiction. The Mishnah that says it cancels does not learn like the Sefer, the Mishnah that says it doesn't cancel. So according to Shmuel, no question, it's a machlokes. Can me and cancel get? One man the says yes, one man the says no. Doesn't make a difference whether it's the same husband or a different husband. Rabbi says, my kusha, do me and the day about to get the day. Me and the not because it doesn't have the power to do it, but because we have a fear. If we're going to let the mien of the second husband cancel the get of the first husband, so then he'll mess up the second marriage. It's gzeira, because he can know he can get her back if he can get her to do mien. Masha'enken, if we tell him he can't, he won't mess up the second marriage. And Rabbi speaks that out. She's acting tana-like. What difference does it make to me whether it was the first marriage or a second marriage, a different man? The answer is, the idea the Savra, the Makaris, she can tell his gestures and his gestures and lip movements. Also, Mashabash and Maisila. So, me in the day, Nami Loy Mavato Gita the day. So, why should this mean to him be mevato his get? Why aren't we afraid of the same thing, that she'll get married to somebody else and then he'll mess that up? She recognizes his gestures and his lip movements. Also, mishabesh and maisalom. And for the Gemara, it won't work. He tried. It didn't work. So therefore, there's no reason to think he would try again. She did mien. That means she walked out on him. Mishlam, if he gives a get, he regrets it. She didn't walk out on him. So he can entice her to come back. If she walked out, there's no reason to believe that he can entice her to come back. The ice cream didn't work the first time, so the ice cream won't work the second time. What?
Unless he gives more than what he had before.
Unless. What? Dr. Gemara, okay. We'll live with Rava's difference. that with another husband were afraid to let the miyun be mevatul. Again, it's very important to understand. It's not because the miyun can't be mevatul. It should be mevatul. The rabbanan stepped in and said, we're afraid he's going to use that to mess up subsequent marriages. Therefore, we don't let him be mevatul. The Gemara now got a contradiction in that. I do have a contradiction about different marriages. Okay? She did miyun, took her back, he gave her a get, and then she got widowed or divorced from the second husband, she can't go back. The diak is, time within his armor, in his garsha. By miyano, mutaras lachzuloy. But the miyano to the second husband would let her go back. Our master miyano the chavrim mevato gitzi today. Ravini, where's your contradiction? A man is vishvin is the slacha of a girsha, lacha mina bazak lau. Call she utters to me men who get that sure lachzuloy, but miyano mutaras lachzuloy. The end of the Mishnah said clearly that alma miyano loyasi miyano the chavrim mevato gitzi today. Amar Abloz, the tavra misha shanazula shanazul. You're right.
What's the contradiction here?
Because the diak of the Reisha was, she married Reuven, he did miyun, then remarried Reuven and got a get. Married Shimon, and she got divorced or widowed from Shimon, she couldn't go back to Reuven. But if she would do miyun and Shimon,
miyun to the second cousin,
she would be able to go back to Reuven. Even though he left her off with a get. That means the miyun and chavre can be mevatul the other guy's get. And then the Sefer says no. So Rabbanan says, "Tav Ramisha Shanazul Shanazul." Ula American she shows she begitting the master gedolim. The case in the Sefer is she had three getting. Once she had three getting, Mian is not mavato. She's acting too adult like. Not the Gemara. Mantana. Who is this machloikus that says that it's a machloikus that there's a mach? Who is the Tana that says it, meaning where are this machloikus tanoim? Amr Yudam Rav, he's Tana number one. Rav is considered a Tana here. Ma'idach said, "Mameinu bekesu shasinu, we drink our water for money. Atzeinu, our advice, the mechir yavoyu, we have to pay for. B'shasa sakon in this baksha lochazu, we had this shayla. She yotzis merishim begetim shayna b'mir. Ma'ol shetagzu l'rishim, can she go back? Is me in the chavrei, mevatul gita today? V'sachru adam bechabar b'mei zuz, they paid a person 400 zuz, v'shalu shabakivim b'mei zasurim, and they asked shabakivim in jail, v'yasar, and shabihudim b'meserim b'nitzivim v'yasar. So there's the Tana that says it's asur. Amar Rabbi Shemar, Rabbi Yaisi l'zulo yitzrachnu. No, it's not true, it's not asur. V'sikaris yitarta, v'silav l'koshke, we're matakaris, we let her marry relatives, we let her take off Aishas Ish with me and so the law of Magzik Roshata you're worried about? Baram Kachshol. So this is the second Tanar. Mishmol Rabbi Yaisi said it's Mutter. So what was the Shaila? The Shaila was, Hare, Shahoysa Aisha says, Achi Imai. She's Shniyalai. What happened is, it was his mother's brother's wife, who was Ishniya, Vanasa Achabi Avavumes. She's a Tana. She was married once as a Drabonon, then married his paternal brother, rabbinically. And now the paternal brother died. It's not an erva. Had it been an erva, we said she can't do miyun anymore, rabbinically, because it looks like a tzaris erva. Here, the question is, she's not an erva. She's a shniya. She can do miyun, and she won't be a shniya. So can she have yibam? Ma'al she tomorrow in hashtav, and the tzakrinu in the suy kamar, v'tisiyabim. Yashmi alach ha-misa b'monka mitzvah? Allah. Sarku shnei b'ni adem ar b'mei zuz, above a shalosh t'bekiv in v'es asurim, yes, there's t'bekiv in jail. Even Rav, who answers, says, me and the Chavre is not Mavato Gitti today, says she can marry his brother. We don't consider him a brother of his brother's wife. Even though the guy by him, we don't let her go back, but his brother she can marry. The Gzair is because of his gestures and lip movements. I will welcome blood. So the Gemara Mal the Tamer Ligs are high on to high. Kamash Mulan that were not Gairus. Ikka the Gaiser. Ikka the Amram of Kisuk Asha. Mashian. Shame. Shame. Asur Loi. Kach Asur Lachim. I. Veinu Makaris. Which is Sam. Which is Sam. She doesn't recognize the brother's gestures and lip movements. Gzairach. Avatuhu. We make the Gzair. So it's Makhloikas Tula Shainas. Whether this Gzairid Rabbanan encompassed the brother as well. Dr. Mishnevaitra, I'm a garrison, Isha Bechzira. guy divorced the woman and took her back. And then he died without children, with tires fully of him. There's no reason not. We go by the time of death. Rav Blazer writes here, the Gemara will have three different explanations in Rav Blazer. Because the problem with Rav Blazer is not only that there's no Yibam, but there is Chalitza. That's going to be the issue here. B'chein ha-Megarish is the Yisrayma. He was Megarish Yisrayma, which is rabbinic, Verzira. And then she became an adult, and he died with Tarsal Yibam. And again, Rav Blazer Iser, no Yibam. The third case is Ketanah Shesiyah Aviyah v'Nisgarsha, Yisrayma b'chayav. She was biblically married to him, and then he divorced her. And then Zira rabbinically, then we have Kaha Shur Liyabim, because biblically, she is his Grusha, and therefore, it's his Grusha's Achiv, and there's no Mitzvah of Yibam. Amr Eifel, my time in Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar say that there's no Mitzvah of Yibam? However, Amda Olav Sha'achas V'Yisura. Because, at one point, we look at the whole marriage. We don't look just at the moment of death, we look at the whole marriage. And this marriage, she was once, it's Grusha's Achiv, she'll never have Yibam biblically. It's a regular erva. So why is there Chalitza? So Amar Eva, you're right. Rav Blazer Lidan of my time. I'm sorry, right. Chetei Malkinami, but Tanya Mishum Rav Blazer Rami Chaletzas. Amar Eva, Rav Blazer Lidan of my time. Eva says, I don't know the reason. Amar Abaya. So Abaya tells us reason number one. Hainu Taimid Rav Blazer, Mesapkala in Misam Apelis, in Yisum Rishaynim Apelim. He doesn't know which one is. He's Mesupik. So therefore, it's a Shaila Deraisa. Imisam Apelis, right. Imisam Apelis, or Amil Kamel Yibam. In Yisum Rishaynim Apelim, Loi Amda Al Shach, as Vesir, there's no Chalitza. So Mesupik, he says Chalitza, no Yibam. That's shot number one. Rav Amar, Loi Lom, Pshitil Rav Blazer, the Misam Apelis. And really, she should have Yibam. But we're afraid over here. What are we afraid of? Everybody knows she got divorced. Not everybody knows he took her back. And therefore, we're afraid that people will think he's being Miyabim Grushas Archifat Gemara, Rabbi Chazara, even the Asatusis like Kala. Doesn't everybody know they're married? Does the Gemara be Laskin and the Ashra Baur to Meshacha Betzafra? It's possible that he died the same morning. Bayak story. Doesn't the Gemara be Dervashi Amaran Times or Blazer? The gods are Hanimishim Yisayim and Bechaya Adam Zira. Really, biblically, she should have Yibum. There's no problem here. The problem is if we let him have Yibum, we might have a case of a biblical marriage that ended with a divorce, followed by a rabbinic marriage. And there, it's us that do Yibum. So therefore, he said, any remarriage, no Yibum. Hakanami Mesapra. And it makes sense that that's the reason. But he can't say, if you can't see even this guy, should have been saying, the last case is this case when she was biblically married, divorced, and then rabbinically married. Hi, my remember, what's the chiddush? Pshita. It's an obvious case. She's married biblically. She's grushas achiv. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? One time, Rav Blazer gazer hanuch mishumai. This is there to tell you why Rav Blazer argued asked in the other two cases. Shmamina. Hanya kavas of the Ravashi. Bainim Chacham Rav Blazer Bektanah Shesiyah Aviyah v'Nisgarsha. Hayikisayim b'chayav v'chzira. She had a biblical marriage followed by a rabbinic marriage. Shashur l'yabim. Then she gerish in Gemurah. Bein chazaras to chazaras to Gemurah. Medvar mamurim. She gerish in Shiktana v'chzira v'shiktana. If the second marriage was rabbinic. Avagirish in Shiktana v'chzira v'shiktayla. But if the second marriage is also biblical, inami zirik shikana begadla etzla, it turned biblical. Amaze, begadletzis lemi sevemis, because now she's biblically married to him. So it's mashmi clearly. The Rav Blazer views this as a gzera after the other one.
If she's the last case of Mishra, he's master her as a katana. He dies now. Can she get married right away? She doesn't need
chalitza
or anything?
She needs chalitza. Well, no. According to the Rabbanan, I surely have, but she needs chalitza rabbinically, she would need chalitza.
She would.
No.
Can she wait? She becomes a gadola now, and then just go with free?
No.
There's no more drabbanan?
No. She never turns into deraisa, he's dead.
Oh. Never turns into deraisa. So that rabbanan thing remains forever.
Right.
So she should get a chalitza from the brother.
Don't think about that. How about her tzara? Her biblically tzara, right? She is Rabbanan. She's an erva biblically. Rabbanan, she is married to him. So she's a rabbinic erva. I'm sorry, she's a biblical erva. Zakti Gemara, I guess it's a Shiloh Quintra Blazer, who made it Xavier Drabanon in the case when he took her back biblically. Would it encompass the Tzara as well? So the soup shot him. So it says clearly he passed him that we don't ask the Tzara. In fact, the Gemara by time Shabbos or Amr, he even surrounds the Chalitzas. It's Mashma that you can't do Yibim to the Chalitza, to the Tzara. That the Gemara he would surrounds the Tzara, because I think all this price is schwer. And the Lava, you know, Tzara. Chalitzas, it means either. So once you change the price, the Lava, Tzara, 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 aren't you changing the words? Fitzacha, change this as well. Chalitza, Tzara, 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 two brothers married to two sisters. It's a biblical, it's a rabbinic Yibum versus a rabbinic Erva. It's God. We teach the Tana to do Mian. That way, she uproots her marriage, and then he can do Yibum to her sister, who is his biblical Zika. She wants to find. She can turn 12, he can live with her, and she goes, actually, we don't care that he's being Mevatel Mitzvah Yibum. Ain't Zika, there's no rabbinic Isser, plus the fact we don't care he's Mevatel Mitzvah Yibum.
Maybe not live with her.
What?
Or maybe not live with her.
Well, Pashtus he lives with. I know the Gemara you learned on Friday brings two opinions in the matter. I am well aware. But when I learned it one way because to keep confusion at a minimum. So I'm he loses both. Mian can't help here, and we don't let him wait to make it a deraisa because you're not allowed to be mavatul mitzvah yibum. So what you do is get rid of your wife because she's achayis chalutzasa and do chalitza to the other woman. Can we advise Yibum? Person should attach himself to three things and stay away from three things. From taking a pekadin, and the Gemara is going to put when that is true, and our vinus, the Gemara will say when that's true as well, when you shouldn't be a guarantor. But the Gemara means the mitzvah shayin over here, it's for a mitzvah sake, so we allow it. Because you want to feel married, it's almost a mamzer, meaning rabbinically, meaning you're playing with fire. My forest is Darm Kreb Nasan. The Tanya of Nasan, my Nerd kills the Bonobama. One who makes the netter is like building a Bama. I'm a Kaimi kills the Hikamilla carbon. Be Srakik Mishloisha Dvarim. She should stay away from three things. Minamayunim, the Magadla Machartaba. She might get older and have Harata that she did me in. And I guess what bothers us over here that she'll have Harata means who cares? Terrence says it's not healthy. I guess. I don't know exactly what we're worried about, so she'll have charata.
Her husband will discover this and try to persuade her to break up the other marriage.
Oh, yeah. Menapik Dainas, Mabar Masa de Besa, thank you. Mabar Masa de Besa, a guy who hangs around his house. The Besa Kibes a dummy, meaning a guy in the same city. He can take it and then say he never took it. Menarabim, Barabi Shaltiyan, which is the name of a place according to the first Shat and Rashi, where they used to collect from the Arab before they went to the Loiva. Namar Abitzkam, I'll see if Raya Yerua, what does he say? Added. Double misfortune?
Misfortune after misfortune.
Right. The Arab Tsar. Ra'ach ha-ra'a tabe l'mekabla gerim, because he mixes Tsar into the picture. Gerim, l'arav v'shaltiyon, l'tekei ha'atzim l'dvar ha'locha, which we'll figure out, we'll say what that means. Kabla gerim, k'rab chabud, l'mekabla kashim gerim, l'yisok, k'sapach ha'sbar, it's like a tsaras in the skin. Arav v'shaltiyon, d'av nishol of dutz, meaning they come and they take, they set themselves up for the guy, meaning they go straight for the Arav. How does he translate the word Shalom Dutz? What? That's it? Okay, that's what it's about. The time you're made, Sam, Kalan, Rain, Latira, and Latira. Pshita. Obviously, if he doesn't have Tyra, he doesn't have Tyra. And Kalaymer, Ain't Latira, Ain't Latira. Halami Pshita, if he doesn't keep Mitzvah, he doesn't do Mitzvah. If he does Tyre and he doesn't plan to keep the mitzvahs, he doesn't get scarred for learning. My time I'm Rampapa Makrova, the Mata Basis, and Kosh Yeshna Basir, Yeshna Belamida, Koshena Basir, and Belamida. If he's not interested in keeping mitzvahs, no scarred for learning. People I say, I'm a Lega Makar, I'm a Kaliman, Loyal Tyre, I'm Loyal Tyre. The Chicha, the Kamigma, the Achrini, the Ozli, the Ovdi. He's teaching others and they go to mitzvahs. Mal the time is the act of the day. Kamash Mulan, if he doesn't do, he doesn't do mitzvahs, he doesn't get scarred for their mitzvahs. A dying that has a din in front of him, the gomer halacha, the madam and milsa, visley rabbi v'leyazu mashal. He has a rebbe, he makes his own psak without checking with his rebbe. The gomer of Shmuel ben Achmina of Yenis and Loilam Yer dying atzmi kilchar menachas loy ben yachaysav, as if he has a sword by his side, the gehenim sukhal and mitachtav, and gehenim is open. But under him, shenami ni mitasu shal shleima, shishim gebarim sabim la, mi gebarim yisrael, mi pachat malaylus, mi pachat shal gehenim shidayim
alaylus. Well, at one point, you know, one of the questions we had, every question is very crazy, just, you know, when do you pass on your own? I mean...
Again, if you know the Mishnah Berurah, that's not called passing your own. Passing your own is if it's not a case discussed anywhere, and you're figuring out the tushtel, and you have a Rebbe right there to ask, why don't you double check it? If you know the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to go ask your Rebbe. You can say, that's not called psak. Meaning, what I'm trying to say is 95% of our psakim are beferish halacha, written in halacha's form, that the person who's asking doesn't know, and the person who's answering knows where it is. If Gamaliel like me, me and no. By me, there, a blessed Marad. My time at Rim Gamaliel, which is the Xavier Kadushik Tata Mitla Toy, which God the God of Hadda, is a very difficult concept. I don't know how Rabbi Zimberg explained it. I was happy that he was the one that asked to explain it on me. What? Rashi seems to say that it works retroactive. That. Which is all the Rishonim jump on Rashi, I'm going to work retroactive, which is a Tanam. But he makes it, it's like a Tanai, that if this marriage lasts till Godless, most Rishonim learn it'll turn into a Daraita. It's like, I'm marrying you, Lacha Shloshim Yayim. Halacha is, so a guy goes over to a lady and gives her a dollar, and he says, I want this Kedushin to kick in a year. So in a year it kicks in, even though she spends the money.
So his Bia with her,
no Bia, nothing. He gave her Kedushin and the Ketana.
Oh.
It's like he said, most Rishonim learn, not like Rashi. It's like saying, I want the Kedushin to kick in 6 months from now. He can do that. He gave her money now for Kedushin, that creates a Shibud, and it kicks in 6 months from now. What? The Kalaba, exactly.
What did this
according to most Rishonim, the day she turned to Gdailah.
Even though the
Tanai
was for later?
He made the Tanai for Gdailah, when she turned to Gdailah.
So what did it help from now till the Gdailah?
She's not married, she's rabbinic.
And is that the, also for being
Drabana, she's married? Drabana, she's married. Which is, we always understood, Tanai is Drabana. She can do Mia.
But he said they wanted to kick in at that time. Why are they married now?
Midrabana. He wants it to kick into Raisa then, and up to then it should be a Drabonim.
So now he dies when?
He dies when she's exact. A minute. He didn't die. The brother died.
The brother with the Gedola?
Yes.
Sister?
Yes.
So?
So when she turns 12, her marriage will turn biblical and kick out her sister. That's how most Rishonim learn. Rashi seems to learn the works retroactive. All the Rishonim have a problem with that.
So that makes it like a Doraisa retroactively?
That's what Rashi seems to say. She God will talk to Kedusha Mi'ikara. Migloi Lusum Freya. The Rishonim don't understand how that works. How can it work when she's a Tama?
He explains that tonight with her.
Yeah. Now the Rishonim Shat also has a difficulty. Because by Gdaila, since you can do Kedusha now, you can do it for after 6 months. It creates a Shibud. By Ktana, it doesn't create a Shibud. She's a Ktana. But at least it's less difficult according to the other Rishonim.
What does
Become Malkum, yeah. So I can't explain Rashi's pshat. I don't understand Rashi's pshat. Rashi seems to say it works retroactive. The other one seems to say it works from now and on. Meaning it works now. Is it that it kicks in automatically? Or is it that he doesn't act and he chases his sister away? I think that Rav was dozing off when he said this. The Tanya Makadish is Saktana, can you show Kluyan? My Kluyan, Rav Ki God, the God, the Mazar, doesn't Kluyan mean it automatically will kick in? Rav got a bloody ball? So the Gemara says, no, I'm only Rav and Rav Nachman, but Humbles, they're trying to meet Lutali Makai, me, ball in, you lay ball away. It means it's going to wait and see what happens. The Amra, who are the Minoy, like all different than Minay. I'm better than him, and he's better than me, meaning he can divorce me, and I can walk out. So we have to wait and see. Will this ever become a derisa? Period. We will stop here, and I will start from here tomorrow, Merchant. Let me finish the test off. I have to show you how this works.
Okay.
This coming by Shabbos, believe that or yeah. What time? I'll check with my wife. I can't talk for her. So here is the first 8, here is 9, and here is 10.
Okay. Well, from where, okay, I'll figure out which
private jet guy.
Yeah, that had a private.
Dwight Bell called last night to see if Abraham was available for the convention this week.
Why are you laughing for? You don't know what that ever came about. What's his name? Rabbi Harlot. He just spoke Rebbe. So it's a good thing you start off with
Rebbe.
I'm a little Rebbe Mark.
Is a man of Al Tamara married?
What?
Is a man allowed to marry his mother-in-law?
No.
If the wife dies?
No.
And the mother-in-law's husband dies?
Okay.
Yes.
Not even a shnia. I'm not going to be next week. I'm leaving Tuesday night. So Wednesday, Tuesday, Friday. I'm
over here. I don't think it's going to be a Friday. I'm not going to be a Friday either. Either
Dr.
Harry,
either
you,
maybe you. They have a Black Friday
year
to
break,
huh?
Sunday.
Friday morning?
Not this week, next.
What's happening Friday morning?
Should we dial in?
I'm not sure. I can dial in.
Tell me that thing again.
My flight's 9:20.
So? Yeah.